Washington, D.C., to mark the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, Representative Diane Black, RDN, reintroduced legislation that would ban all abortion providers from receiving any federal funds. In the 40 years since abortions were legalized nationwide by the Supreme Court, there have been 55 million legal abortions in the United States. Last year alone, more than 1 million babies were aborted in the U.S., she said. One-fourth of the more than 1 million abortions last year were administered by Planned Parenthood, America's largest abortion provider, and taxpayers unwittingly helped foot the bill. Black reintroduced H.R. 217, the Title X Abortion Provider Prohibition Act, a bill that was first introduced in January 2011 by former Representative Mike Pence, RN. At that time, the bill was referred to the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. If it is signed into law, my bill would ensure that Title X federal grants are used for their intended purposes and these taxpayer dollars would be barred from going to any organizations that provide abortions, such as Planned Parenthood, said Black. A summary of the bill states, amends the Public Health Service Act to prohibit the Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, from providing any federal family planning assistance to an entity unless the entity certifies that, during the period of such assistance, the entity will not perform, and will not provide any funds to any other entity that performs, an abortion. Black addressed critics of defunding abortion providers by explaining what the bill will not do. Now let me make clear, as a nurse for over 40 years, let me be clear on this. This bill would in no way limit access to women's health care nor dollars to women's health care, Black said. In fact, it would help women's health by ensuring that Title X federal grants go to organizations that are committed to using 100% of these taxpayer dollars for true women's health care. She emphasized, however, that abortion is not health care. On this 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, we remember the 55 million babies who have been aborted and the millions of women and men whose lives have been directly impacted by abortion, Black said. To stop the injustice of abortion, we must strengthen our resolve to communicate the real impact of abortion. We must use education, we have to expand adoption opportunities and prenatal care, as well as help to strengthen families and advance pro-life legislation. We must press on with hope that one day we will live in a country where each and every life, born and unborn, is respected, valued and given the opportunity to pursue his or her dreams.